Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, amazing, sexy people that I love. Thank you for springing forward with me this morning. Oh my gosh. I have to say, it's going to be nice that it doesn't get dark so darn early. I feel like I want to go to bed when savings hits, you know, like at 8 o'clock because it's so dark and weary. So boy, do I have a lot to share with you today. First of all, I want to remind you that the highest definition of directing energy now is allowing. And if you feel into it, you can feel the difference between I'm directing money in my life and I'm allowing money in my life. When we allow what we want, our heart's desires, everything of us that's in the way must be brought into balance, and our good allowed to be received by us. So we are allowing all our good to be delivered to us. I want to tell you, I shot 911. You know, I have a recurring role on that. And I had the hugest breakthrough. I'm going to quickly explain to you the journey of what I went on and how important our little child is in what is usually subconsciously running the show in our lives. So I was doing 911 and I wasn't happy. I just wasn't happy. And I sat in my room and I said, all right, what's going on? I'm doing what I love, getting to act. Everybody on this set is so beautiful and kind and nice. Why am I not happy? And it was a longer process that I'm going to go into with you. But the end result was, if I'm not in charge, I can't be happy. Which turned into, I'm not happy. And when I finally got that last discerning breadcrumb, it made so much sense to me. When I teach, I'm in charge. When I speak, I'm in charge. In my career, I've always starred in my movies, which has made me in charge of my performance and had a lot of say in the shooting of the vehicle itself. So in that way, I was very much in charge. When I go into an episodic show now, and I'm a guest star, and we have directors that give us a lot of direction, and then we have producers that add to that direction. We even have writers adding to that direction. I can't be in charge. I mean, you know, you're always in charge, but the illusion is I'm not in charge when that happens. Cut to my little girl growing up. You guys know the story. Daddy, severe alcoholic. At night, I was always having to interfere and pull him away from my mom. He was being very abusive to her. I would go to the door to meet the bill collectors when we didn't have the money to pay the bills. So, message to little Deanna, if you're not in charge, everybody dies. My little brother gets hurt. My mommy gets hurt. We don't have a home to live in because I didn't go to the door. Blah, blah, blah. So cut to now when the business has changed so much and on a lot of sets, I'm not the main actor there. I can't be in charge unless I know that I'm always in charge of me. And that's the gift for everybody and why I'm telling you this story. First of all, you see, my little girl, as much as I understand about this work, and as much as I know, my little girl still subconsciously was running the show about my fear of not being in charge. I'm telling you, I feel like I have just moved into another dimension that's a lot happier. It's crazy. When I got to that, I literally felt free. So there is a good example of why we work so much with our little child and our little children within. Because when we heal them and integrate them and work together as one with them, all kinds of beautiful and miraculous things show up for us. The third thing I want to talk about today is focus. A lot of people are having problems focusing. And part of the way that you're expressing that to me is the world's just going too fast, Dee. And the channel is saying that it's because of focus. And the highest core belief behind that is no matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I just keep hopping from things to things to things to things to other things and not ever holding focus on one creation, which leads, I don't know what I want because I can't create anything. So I would invite you to get up every day and say, I am allowing myself to be in total focus today. I am allowing all my good is delivered to me now. And see it in the moment you're claiming it, not in the future. Okay? So important. The last thing the channel wanted to bring forward today is choose to think for yourself. There is a lot going on in our world right now where, again, we're so overloaded that we want to let other people make the decisions for us. You were put here to practice free will, to know that you are the creator of you. And the more you claim that, the clearer you get and the more you create. I am the powerful God of me who creates who I am. And so it is, baby cakes. Okay, is there? Oh, yes, I wanted to let you know the next webinar is on March 27th. It's about abandonment. All of us know that issue incredibly well. Whether it's you've been abandoned by a pet or a father or an uncle or a grandparent or a mate, we all know abandonment. Death is abandonment in itself. Okay, so I hope you'll join me so that we can all find out where the cores of our abandonment started and the highest belief we have around that. And even my little girl not knowing that I'm in charge was largely because I experienced what I called abandonment in my childhood. Also, it has not been posted yet, but Creation Station will be in July. It will be posted this week. Thank you, those of you that took time to give me your feedback about what you'd like to do at Creation Station. As you all know, it's my 2.5-day training seminar. One of the most amazing things I do, for sure, is that weekend of training. So if you're called, come. It's in my home. Your meals are all taken care of except Friday night. Okay. All right. We're going to the calls. And we're going to start with Lisa in Florida. You're on.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, babe.
My question, some of it's already been answered, but I
was
gonna
ask, shocker.
I know, right? I was going to ask, if we're just starting out with reparenting our little children, how often would we be talking to them? And then I thought, like, you know, one major talk and then, like, incorporate her. Because I'll talk to myself sometimes and I'll be like, you know, you got this.
I got it. Okay, so what the channel is saying is the highest thing that we can do is to meet our little child. I suggest you picture a big empty room with two chairs in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And start by telling your little girl or little boy how much you love them and would they be open to coming in and talking to you about whatever it is you're wondering about. And ultimately, keep reassuring them and asking them, will you trust me to teach you a higher belief so that we can both integrate and work together? That's the most important destiny you want to reach with your little girl, is that she doesn't fight you anymore. And they're fighting us, guys. They're fighting us because they think it's their job to keep us safe. Oh, don't be too big. Remember, we learned when we were little that God doesn't love you and people judge you if you love yourself too much and if you're too big and if you make too much money. And there's a higher belief that will give us both freedom. And I understand, little Lisa, where you got that belief. I understand that when we were little, that's what we were taught. Will you trust me enough now to teach you a higher belief so we can all work together? Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of talking about with, like, the big talk. I feel like I don't know if I want to do that, like, every day, being like...
No, you don't have to do that every day. What I suggest, what the channel suggests, pardon me, I'm being corrected, is that you let your little child know, whenever you need to talk to me, whenever you need help or discernment, just let me know. I will meet you back in this room. Basically, what you're doing is you're talking to your subconscious when you do that.
Right.
And your subconscious will be allowed to alert you more in these situations when you need to look at a childhood belief. Or you can stand back and go, this is what's going on. What beliefs were I taught or modeled about this when I was little? And then you can open up that discussion with your little person.
Okay, so we shouldn't be trying to use the pendulum on her.
Baby, look, guys, your pendulum is a telephone to energy. It's not to her, about her. It's your pendulum is merely a telephone for you to access the highest, most definitive information for the specific question you are asking. That's why I suggest to all of you, make your question specific. All right, Lisa?
Thank you.
Yep, you got it. That was a great conversation right there. Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
And I'm sitting here watching the snow come down.
Oh, my God, it's snowing, is it?
It is. I woke up like, you've got to be kidding me. This is the second
snowstorm
that we've had this year.
But isn't it beautiful when it comes down?
It is. And I'm glad I'm inside. Anyway.
So peaceful. What can I do for you?
Well, you know how we talked the other time, and you said, you know, you need to take care of make sure you get your bills paid. So I thought, okay. I've been looking into different ways of doing this, and what I did was I went and I hired a lawyer that is handling the bills situation, so I feel really good about it.
Okay.
So I just,
and your question
I
is? Good for you. Good for you
Thank you. You're
moving forward with that.
Yes, I
not
I definitely
sure
want
you
to,
needed a lawyer to do it, but however you're moving forward to clear your energy of that, Susan, that's good.
Yes.
So what's your question?
Well, my question is, I've had other people calling about this, and they poo-pooed this particular organization. I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't feel right. And I just feel like I made the right choice, and that's basically my question. Did I make the right choice? That's basically my question.
That's not the highest question.
Okay,
saying.
What's the high?
Did you make the right choice for you?
Okay.
Is the highest question. I'm going to add in a positive way. Did you make the right did you make the right choice for you so that your bills are totally worked out and handled and you don't get into more expense with this company? That's the highest, most correct, most complete question. I get a yes for you. You made the right choice, Susan.
Okay, good. I felt like it. Because I just had a really strong feeling when I picked up the envelope, when I picked up the information, I'm like, well, this looks like a really good company. And I'm like, this feels really
right. You
know, right. This feels really good.
You can go online and research them.
Oh, I did.
Never,
I did.
You did.
And
okay.
I went on and looked, you know, checked them out with Better Business Bureau and all that. And they've got a really good, you know, they've got lots of years. They've got a good reputation.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So,
yes, the answer to your question is yes. Okay.
Thank you. And
you
I
bet.
Love you.
I love you too. So let me tell you guys also, two people reached in the postal box and stole those checks that I talked to you about a couple of weeks ago. Wednesday, we found out that two of them had been endorsed and cashed, not with my name, but their name. They put their name on the back of a check to the Department of Water and Power, and the bank cashed it. So I've been doing a lot of due diligence and researching. Both the people at the bank and the Postal Service says don't ever use a blue box out in front of a store. You know, the blue mailboxes, don't ever use them. And you're your highest answer, but I'm telling you what I've been told. Pay as much online as you can. So I, you know, could have gone into and have to be honest, I did for a good half hour. Why did this have to happen to me? And all that BS that we do. And then I said, all right, D, adapt, handle it. And I had one day off this week, and I went to the bank, and my little angel that took care of me closed down every account, opened new accounts for me, ordered the checks. It was all done in one stop, a three-hour stop, but nevertheless, all done in one stop. So I'm just passing on information that people who are supposed to know gave to me, and you can do with it what your little hearts guide you to do. All right, Kathy in Kentucky, what's your quick question?
I was just wondering, Hildy,
hi, babe.
About the political situation as to whether or not the channel has any in more up-to-date information about things now for the presidential race.
The highest thing that they can give us about the presidential race, they're taking us to a core belief, this page here. Well, no matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well give up on everything. We're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. That's what most people look at around this election. And again, is this still the highest direction? If it does not love, live love, be love, you don't vote for it.
Okay.
You vote for the highest expression of love. And now they're showing me the good book, Think Only on These Things. You know, peace, compassion, joy, love. If it does not live those things, represent those things, do not vote for that representation. Did I answer your question?
Yes, but if neither candidate really fits those criteria,
basically, the channel is saying there is no candidate that fits the highest definition of love, because in our system, in our political system, I'm listening for the words, the candidate that you're voting for is actually representative of their party. Now, they're supposed to lead their party, but are they? I mean, I think it's pretty clear who stands for what programs and what their intention for the country is. For women, for immigrants, of which we all are, or we're all from. My grandmother's family came over from Europe sitting on a salt box on a boat. Not very unlike people who are trying to. So it's, where does, well, this is an interest, let's, so much for a quick question, Gabby. All right, so this is kind of going to become a mini little private here, but this is going to serve everybody here. There is a higher choice. I am not going to tell you which way to vote, guys, because this show is not about political agendas. This show is about consciousness. And the channel is saying every single one of you knows which party is a heart party, leaning toward compassion and love, and which party is more of a, hold on, I'm waiting for the word. That's the highest word? A bully party. And the channel is saying there are people called to both parties for different reasons. You have to get very clear around what you want and then go, okay, who's a match to that? Some people are voting for a particular party because they think they're going to make more money if they get into power. My question to my friend, whom I was in a discussion with, is what is more important to you, your money or your consciousness? Because that's kind of what it came down to for him. So you cannot go to somebody else and ask who your highest choice is. You have to go within and go, what do I want to create for this country? What kind of country do I want to live in? Do I want to send my kids to schools where they can get shot down with guns? Or do I want to put a limit on guns? These are all very personal questions. And if you're in this community, I think you know which way you want to go. But I'm not going to tell you. That's why you're here, is for you to learn to make your highest choices around what you intend to create. Do you understand, Kathy?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At one point, something had been said that through the channel that there might be someone else coming to the forefront, potentially.
Yes,
budget.
And exactly what the channel said was, and it still is undecided, that there is someone or something that is yet to happen. That has it happened yet? No. That will clearly affect the decision of this election.
Hmm. I appreciate that.
The thing you guys need to remember is whatever you're creating and in harmony with love within you is what you are helping to create. Go to yourself and do your own work. That's the biggest way that you affect the rest of the world. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dee.
You bet, sweetheart. It's important conversation. Tricky and important. I think it's Leela in Texas. Lila or Layla?
It's La Layla.
Lila. Say it again.
La Layla.
La Layla. Oh, okay. I think Stephen missed. Yeah. Okay. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Know who
how
are
you?
I'm good. I'm good. What can I do for you?
Okay. I have two quick questions. One of them is, what can I do to allow the development of my psychic abilities?
Trust is the highest word for you.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, you hear and you channel and then you doubt.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. We all have to learn. It's a muscle, guys. It's just a muscle that we're training. So good on you that you're holding that intention. I am the powerful God of me that trusts the information that comes through me. Okay? And the
yes,
second
ma'am.
Question?
Okay, so I know we can speak to, like, somebody else's soul. So
somebody
I tried
else's
to,
energy, yes.
Yes, yes. So I play around with working and work around with my son's soul. But I have a hard time figuring out, like, what to say to him, you know?
Well,
I'm
first of
that,
all, you cannot have an agenda to change them to the way you want them to be, okay? When you talk to someone else's energy, you just want to affirm for them the power that they are. You
good,
are,
good.
And I see you as the power of love, the power of clarity, the power of your own choice. I see you knowing that you're accepted in this world and loved in this world. Those are the kind of things that you can share with their energy that they can participate in. But if you are doing it with any kind of an agenda to change them, it ain't going to work.
Yes, ma'am. That helps me tremendously.
Okay, great.
What I'm usually doing is asking, like, what can I do as a mother to best, you know, like, facilitate him reaching his potential or whatever, or, you know, shooting
okay.
through his potential. But
I see you brilliant. I see you passionate about what you do. I see you absolutely in this moment living your potential, being happy, making the money, supported by your health, being successful.
Got it.
Okay?
Thank you
so
much.
I see you that way, so you can see yourself that way.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right, you bet.
Have a great week.
That's the plan. All right, Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Jay. So my question is, I'm working on two things. I don't even like to say working, like playing with a couple of things. And one is teaching memoirs, and the other is like a package, and both have been like downloaded, and I'm working like on both of them, and I don't know if one I should be working on more so than the other. And so I just really wanted to see what channel had to say about that.
The channel says do them both, and it goes to my big yes.
Oh, okay.
Do them both. Guys, I work around this issue in almost every private I do. If your heart is called to do it, do it. Unless
yeah.
something else in you comes forward and says, you know, I'd like to do it, but I just really don't want to. There's a part of me that doesn't have the time, doesn't want to make the time, because you can always have the time. You know, I mean, a lot of that's going on with me right now. Fortunate enough to have so many opportunities being thrown at me, and I could feel that I was going out of balance. Not enough time with my grandson, not enough time for rest and fun, right? That I needed more of a balance. So I'm very clear that I want and am creating everything I want in a very balanced way, so that my home life and my family life is in perfect balance with all the work that I am choosing to do. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah, because basically it's like every night, no matter what time it is, I'm like doing it and I'm having fun. And after I get done with it, I don't even want to go to bed, you know, I'm really, but I didn't know if there was one thing I should be doing more because I'm just doing both together because we're downloaded.
Yep.
Okay.
Do both of them together.
I have a question. I have this rash on the back of my upper back. And it just gets really itchy and it's getting bigger. And I think it's just like things being, you know, released from my body because I do a lot of deep work. So I just had a question on that with what's the energetic.
What are you angry about, Adele?
Oh, wow. The only thing I'm really like angry, well, frustrated, yeah, is like my neighbors always seem to be very noisy. And so,
Believe we've worked on this.
Yeah, yeah. And so now, I mean, like 2 days ago, she was banging and banging, like literally pretty much the whole day. And then the next day, it was really peaceful. And I go, thank you. And I send her blessings. And then today, it's pretty peaceful so far. But it's just, luckily, it's in, just in. But,
yeah, but
you know.
Adele, when I say, I am sending you peace. I'm seeing you peace. I am loving the quiet and the balance. I want you to get your work done in a peaceful way so you get accomplished what you want to accomplish in a peaceful, balanced way. Look, if I see the world as if I'm not in charge, I die. Then I will see the world through the perspective of people trying to take my power away from me if I'm not in charge. Your belief absolutely directs how you see the world. So here's yours.
Okay.
Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. It's exactly what you just. I can't do my work because they're too noisy.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to change before I can have peace and do my work.
Okay.
Okay, energy has to change or get out of your way, guys, except your own.
Okay.
All righty.
To just send her energy, like, you know, just seeing her peaceful and enjoying things. And
yes,
and
but I want you to work on that belief. I allow all energy to create itself. And I move forward successfully and create me in every way. That's
okay,
what you want to love into.
Okay. Say it
all
again.
All right.
Okay.
Listen to the show again. It just came out.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, Adele. All right.
Yep.
All right, Nancy. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Question, bottom line. Did I meet Soulmate on Friday? Through a telephone call and a picture in a and an
okay,
online
so, Nancy,
business season? Yeah.
I get a yes, and the channel quickly adds there are many soulmates out there for everyone.
Right.
Did you meet one of them? I get a yes.
Because the reason I ask is because about a year ago, I somehow found a gal and she does drawings, black and white and color, of your soulmate. And so I got that like a year or so ago. I've been looking at the picture, looking at it. Well, when this guy phoned me about I mean, it was about timeshares and stuff and a lawyer stuff. And he took me to the website, so I went to the website on the phone with him. He's out in out west. They're, same picture, same guy, like almost identical twins. I even sent it to him.
Okay,
I said,
all right, all right. So stop there. In in the framework of our work, you allowed, and not positive or negative, you allowed this woman to, like a psychic does, implant an idea, a picture, in your brain. And then you subconsciously and consciously started to look for where that creation is. Well, so basically, you created attracting a person that looks like that to come to you. Now, she got a picture of someone that was going to come into your future. Absolutely. Did she, and I'm just asking the channel, did she take into account all the spiritual and consciousness that you are looking for in a soulmate? That I get a no on. So you have to now, in an open way and in doing your own due diligence, get to know this guy, research this guy, make wise decisions based on your research, instead of just, well, you know, this really cool psychic woman did this picture for me and here he is now and I'm supposed to marry him. Not the way it works. Do you understand?
Yes. I seem to meet a lot of guys that have the same kind of look, the groomed beard.
Okay. All right. There's your answer. So take a step back. He very well may be a soulmate for you. And he may be a match to a picture.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'll do more research.
Do your due diligence. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I won't go overboard with my love stuff.
No,
you know,
and for God's sakes, people, this is a huge scam right now on the dating sites. You never, ever give anybody money. Ever. I mean, I worked with a girl on a series a couple of years ago, and everything seemed in alignment. He was this top army officer and blah, 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 blah. And, oh, my God, I've, you know, got to get home from Vietnam or wherever the hell he was. Anyway, he needed $50,000, and she was freaking going to send it to him.
Yeah.
Until I took her online and showed her all the scams that were going on about that. No. Come on. You guys are smart. You don't loan money or give money that you'll never see again to somebody you've never met. No. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you bet.
Love you.
I love you too. Thanks, Nancy. That was a good one. Katie in Atlanta, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I notice that I guilt myself about money, right? Say applying for a position that pays more than enough money.
Katie,
Stop. Okay.
Because you always call about the similar thing. When I say you love money, it goes to no. That's where I want you to start. You're not going to attract a job. You're not going to pass the test. You're not going to get or do anything that brings you money, baby cakes, until you love money.
Okay.
What did your dad have to do with money and not loving it?
I don't know. My father wasn't really around. It was more my mother. She would always shame me. My question was about why I feel like I have to obey my mother. Like, that's what the question really was about. I was just using
because
money
your
to,
little
like,
girl
everything.
Is saying to you, if you don't obey mommy, you're going to go to hell. If you don't obey mommy, your life isn't going to work. And basically, if you don't obey mommy and you live for yourself and create for yourself out of joy and love, that's how you're going to manifest what you want to manifest. So work with your little girl to go, all right, you know what? We love mommy. And mommy taught us a lot of things that aren't empowering us right now. So let's work together and love money, love life, love power, because we know our consciousness will create all of this through love so that we can never mishandle any of it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Start working with your
little
girl and get her on your side and working with you. That's the highest answer they've got for you. All right, baby. Okay, interesting show, you guys. I'm sorry we took a lot of time with a lot of people, so I didn't get through quite as many people as usual. And it's time to sign off, but there were so much direction today in the creation process. Remember, allow yourself. Allow the money. Allow the health. Allow the wellness. Allow the relationships. I am allowing all my good right now in this moment that is created for me. And so it is, and I live in love and allow it to manifest. Let's say it together. Come on, loud and proud. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.